This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Fighting between government security forces and the Taliban in northern Afghanistan is said to have taken nearly 24 lives on both sides. The pre-dawn combat in Kunduz province apparently erupted after insurgents assaulted several Afghan police outposts. A provincial police spokesman told VOA the clashes left at least 9 security personnel, including a local commander, dead and several others wounded. The Taliban claimed the raid killed 14 on the government side and said its forces overran the security positions. All of this as the United States prepares to relaunch peace talks with the Taliban, nearly 3 months after U.S. President Donald Trump abruptly halted the process. For only the fourth time in American history, a president must confront the threat of impeachment. But the White House, publicly at least, says it is ready for a Senate trial. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
Both the White House and the Trump re-election campaign publicly acknowledge for the first time the president is likely to be impeached in the House. He tweeted yesterday, "Do it now, fast," looking ahead to a friendlier venue, a trial in the GOP-led Senate. He and aides even see a potential political upside, a chance to turn the tables on Senate Democrats, including several running for the nomination. Associates say the president's eager to cheer on the chaos, and while his campaign's touting impeachment as the biggest motivator for donors and volunteers, a trial does carry risk, including the possibility GOP senators could break with him. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Five world powers trying to save the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran face a new setback as they meet with Iranian officials in Vienna. Russia says it is suspending its work to reconfigure Iran's underground Fordow nuclear facility for civilian medical research. A unit of the Russian state-owned nuclear energy company had been working on the project since 2017. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is preparing to take on the leader of the main opposition, Labour Party, in the last major debate before next week's UK general election. We have a report from AP correspondent Charles DeLittle in London.
The head-to-head contest follows Johnson's decision to avoid an in-depth one-to-one interview with the BBC's famously tough interviewer Andrew Neil. All of the other main leaders have taken part in such questioning, and Neil has accused Johnson of running scared. The one to be aired tonight between the two main leaders is likely to focus on core messages to try and win over undecided voters, with policies on Brexit and the NHS coming under scrutiny, and issues of trust and character probed. Charles de Ledesma, London.
He may be buffeted by news on the impeachment front, but President Trump got some welcome news today with the latest U.S. economic numbers. AP correspondent Mike Hempen has details.
The Labor Department says employers added 266,000 jobs in November, the highest level since January. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5%, matching a 50-year low, and wages compared to a year earlier. Job gains are contrary to the widespread belief that the low jobless rate has made it hard for businesses to find workers. Persistent hiring should allow consumers to keep spending, a key component of economic growth. Mike Hempen, Washington.
France is in the second day of a nationwide paralyzing public transport strike. Lisa Bryant reports for VOA from Paris.
Metro, rail, and air service were severely disrupted again Friday as France marked its second day of nationwide protests against a planned overhaul of the pension system. On Thursday, more than 800,000 people took to the streets across the country in a mass show of anger. Their numbers were more than double those of last year's yellow vests at their peak, although that protest movement hopes to revive on the back of this current discontent. Many of the current demonstrations have been peaceful, but in Paris, some were marked by clashes between police and so-called black bloc anarchists. The strike also shuttered schools and many tourist attractions.
That was Lisa Bryant reporting for VOA from Paris. The U.S. State Department Special Representative for Iran, Brian Hook, says Iranian forces may have killed more than 1,000 people in response to protests sparked by the government's sudden and dramatic increase in fuel prices last month. There have been demonstrations in more than 100 Iranian cities and towns nationwide. More news at voanews.com online. Gene Randall, VOA News.